Radio.
Radio.
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
A very warm welcome to the Evening Show podcast with me, Gordon Smart. This is coming from Radio X, and I'm with producer Joe this week because Vin has been off with his other best friends, Ellis and John.
Ellis and John.
They're your best friends as well, aren't they? How do you and Vin play rock, paper, scissors, stone?
We just enjoy sharing everyone. Sometimes he just goes, a bit sick of Gordon, you know, can you take care of it this week?
Producer Joe has been in charge this week, and we've had a great week. Liam Frey came in on Monday night, talked all about a brilliant new festival, Neighbourhood Weekender in Warrington. We've had quite a few festival chats this week, actually. We've talked about Download.
Yes, I'm excited about that. I've never been to Download.
Have you not?
But I've also never seen Guns N' Roses, and I'm really disappointed I didn't go and see them at the London Stadium in June.
Well, you can tick the boxes there, can you?
So I fancy it.
You're definitely on that higher leather spectrum of music, aren't you, than I am?
I am. My music sort of goes that way, but I don't wear leather.
So a bit of Liam Frey, festival chat, plus a classic album conversation around Elbow's amazing Seldom Seen Kid from 2008, which won a Mercury Prize. Please enjoy.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
I'm Gordon Smart with the Evening Show on Radio X. Cortina's there, a modern love. On Cry Abla, as Liam would say. He's normally at home with a brew playing University Challenge at this time of a Monday evening, but he's given Paxman the slip, and he's here with us, Liam Frey, in the studio. See that rapturous round of applause, Liam?
Yeah, one too full on that round of applause. There's only three of us here, though, if no one can see.
We need to get a machine. How are you, Liam?
I'm good, mate, yeah.
Because last time you were here, it was the middle of the summer. We were dripping with sweat. It was far too hot in here. Yeah. Now it's more like our weather, isn't it?
I like this. Get your big coats on. Yeah. Wrap up warm.
That jacket looks brand new. This is the first time on.
No, look, I'm trying to break it in. Now I feel self-conscious about it. Yeah.
I was a little bit alarmed, Liam, that you might not make it this evening, because I understand you've had what can only be described as a Liam Frey weekend.
Yeah, a wedding. A celebration.
But so the wedding was Saturday, I presume?
Yeah.
Right, but Monday's still a bit dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah. It was good, though. But it's when you know you've got a late finish. You're like, we've got this place till 5.
Yeah.
And if you're starting, like, in the afternoon and you've got the place till 5 in the morning, I mean, chaos is going to ensue, innit?
Is there an expectation that you have to perform at these things as well? Not just by your behaviour.
Oh, right.
I mean, DJ.
That's what you meant. No. God, no. If I saw an acoustic, you're like, I hope no one else sees it. Then I don't know.
Oh, well, you're in form, you've been practicing, but we'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
We've got to talk about the Neighbourhood Weekend there in Warrington. What a response. Your phone's melting at the moment. Yeah. And our stuff here as well, Twitter, Facebook, all of that's going mad. So what a response. It's going to be amazing, Liam, isn't it?
Unbelievable. So come together like quite recently as well. It's not we haven't been hiding it away for ages. So that's quite exciting as well, because sometimes with these bigger things, you know ways in advance.
Yeah.
You're almost like thinking about it too much, whatever, but the lineup is incredible, isn't it?
Did you manage to keep it to yourself at the weekend, or did you just 4 pints in? Everyone
by about 9:15 on Saturday, everybody in that room knew. And you should guess what's happening.
But so Saturday night you're doing the big Saturday night slot, and then Noel on the Sunday as well. So pretty special lineup.
Yeah.
Anybody else on there that you're particularly excited about seeing?
Yeah. DMAs on the Sunday as well. I think that'll be class. Big Moon.
Yeah.
Rev's there, isn't he?
Yeah, of course. This is the thing, often artists
record and
don't hang around, but you might stick around for the weekend.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how fresh I'll be on Sunday, but I'll probably be there in some capacity. It's just feels like a real victory, I think. Because I think there's a few people on there that perhaps aren't darlings of the tastemakers, the squares, the suits, you know. And it's like, well, there won't be any tastemakers or suits or squares allowed in.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just going to be like our party.
Super.
And it's going to be really good, yeah.
Somebody said to me, I didn't consider this at all recently, because you've been and done the acoustic thing. Somebody said, maybe, well, the Cortinas might not be around for a while.
Right, yeah.
But this is also a bit of good news for folk, because that'll kind of be the return as the live band together, won't it?
It'll be the first. Oh, yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And 10 years since St Jude's as well, isn't it?
Yeah, 10 years. Yeah.
It's a bit mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a long time. But then, it also feels like yesterday.
Yeah.
I remember getting a phone call off our manager. And I was actually going to watch the Arctics in Liverpool, I think.
Yeah.
I was in Piccadilly and got these flat escalators. And he rung me and he said, Stephen Street wants to produce it. And I thought it's like, you know when someone kind of changes the name, like as a bit of a parody, like, you know, like Chet Faker or whatever like that. I thought it's going to be like a new young producer, spelt differently or whatever. And he said, no, no, like the Stephen Street. And I still remember that was the moment where I was like, wow, no way, man.
This is going
to
happen.
Went down to Olympic and did it with him. And it's just so cool that people still think so much of that record, because it was me on the end of my bed, do you know what I mean? Just like,
yeah,
you know, being probably, I don't know, like lost, I suppose, or just like thinking, you know, you're just kind of pouring your thoughts out and, you know, without going too deep, to know that it connected with people is like, it's super cool. It means a lot that people are into it still.
Well, on a Saturday night in Warrington next May, it's going to be pretty special. Yeah. And we were really lucky here earlier this year. It seems mad. It was only in the summer that you popped in and did that acoustic session. And what came after that? But I'm going to play something really special for the Radio X listeners right now. Not 19 Forever, Liam live in the studio during the summer recorded us for us when he came in to visit. This is magical. Get your ears around this on Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Twitter is going mental for this tonight. The new Neighbourhood Weekender. It's quite a mouthful, that to say, isn't it? Neighbourhood Weekender Festival in Warrington.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Yeah, you get back to that one. What a response. Here we go. Sam says, Liam Frey making my night better on Radio X. Havana as well. You've got a fan called Havana. That lineup for Neighbourhood is unreal. A massive gig with all my favourite bands, especially Cortinas. Very good indeed, Havana. Abigail Kilgour as well. I could listen to you sing acoustic all night. Loving that session we did in the summer. And a Rockin' Robin in Hull, who normally sends me lots of abuse, says, speaking of St Jude being 10 years old, will there be an anniversary reissue, Liam?
Well, the thing is, right, with these major record labels, Universal are being a bit stickly about it. We're trying, and it probably will happen, yeah. We're going to do something for it, definitely.
Yeah.
Something that's really special, I think, anyway. It's taking a bit of time. But, But we're not going to do, like, a massive tour, though, and go everywhere with it. It's just a little bit of me that thinks that's what you do when you've run out of ideas.
Right.
A little bit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, you know, we'll do something.
Yeah.
But we're not going to be doing a full tour. I have to say that because people were asking me about it the other day.
Yeah. This is on Facebook Live right now, and you might not be able to see it, but there's a twinkle in your eye. There's something else you're not telling us, but I'm not going to push you too hard. There's something magical coming from Liam and Cortinas next year. We can say it that much. Stick around. More from Liam Frey in just a second.
Radio.
Radio.
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
The Evening Show. Classic album of the week.
X.
Tonight's classic album definitely fits the bill. How about this? Elbow's amazing. The Seldom Seen Kid came out on the 17th of March 2008, so it's coming up for being 10 years old, a decade since that came out. Can't quite believe it. I thought I'd do this tonight because Elbow are in the news with a great cover of the Beatles' Golden Slumbers on the John Lewis ad, but The Seldom Seen Kid was such a big moment for the band, a real barometer of their class. It was released on Fiction Records. You might not know this, but there's a man in the music industry called Jim Chancellor who signed the band to Fiction. He's also the man who brought us the Amazon recently, and further back, Snow Patrol, Tame Impala, loads of work with Ian Brown, so he has a real ear for a great band. It was Elbow's fourth studio album, and it came after A Sleep in the Back, Cast the Thousands, and Leaders of the World, which came out in 2005, I think it was, so 3 years until The Seldom Seen Kid reached us. It got in at number 5 in the UK album chart, won the Mercury Prize in 2008, and it was up against some pretty stiff competition then as well. Recorded at the Blueprint Studios in Manchester, and it was a venue that Guy and the band had been using since the early 2000s, for their rehearsing, recording, performing. And it was the first album from the band that was completely self-produced, mixed and recorded without anyone else. I think Craig Potter, the keyboard player, did most of it himself. Up until then, he'd done a lot of the B-sides, but that was the first one he'd taken full control of. So to record the album, they had this huge room at the Blueprint Studios called The Big Room. Most of the album was done in there, but apparently the drums sounded a bit better in the stairwell, so that's where they were done. Get the drum kit in the stairwell and get that magical sound. Three singles from the album. How about this? Grounds for Divorce, One Day Like This, and The Bones of You. Three epic, epic songs. When the album won the prize, the Mercury Prize in 2008, think of this for competition. Adele's debut album, 19, Last Show, Shadow Puppets, The Age of the Understatement, Radiohead as well, beating them off. Not a bad thing to do in the Mercury Prize as well, that'd be In Rainbows. So they were nominated in 2001 for A Sleep in the Back, but they didn't win at that time. So 2008 was their revenge. One Day Like This, Grounds for Divorce, they also won Ivor Novello Awards. So how about that for an album? Best Song and Best Contemporary Song respectively at the Ivors. They are big, big gongs and the ultimate award you can win as a songwriter. There's also a full live version of the album and that was recorded at Abbey Road, a magical place to do it with the BBC Concert Orchestra in 2009. It's the perfect album, it's class, and here is a double play on the Classic Album Chat here on the Evening Show with me, Gordon Smart. Two back to back and they're the big ones. One Day Like This and Grounds for Divorce. Enjoy.
The Evening Show, Classic Album of the Week. Next. Radio.
Radio.
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
The Evening Show, Classic Album of the Week.
Next.
That was a double play on Radio X from Elbow, taken from their 2008 Mercury winner, The Seldom Seen Kid. What an album. I'm Gordon Smart with The Evening Show, and you just heard One Day Like This and Grounds for Divorce. One Day Like This. It's been used on countless TV advertising campaigns and was played at the closing ceremony of the 2012 Olympic Games in London. Following that, the track went back into the charts and reached number four, which was a bit of a surprise because it only reached 35 first time round in the charts. But by the end of 2014, it was the track that provided the band's longest stint in the UK top 75. They had 31 weeks there in five different runs. I just played you Grounds for Divorce, which peaked in the UK singles chart at number 19 and became the band's third UK top 20 single. I remember Guy Garvey telling John Kennedy on Radio X, brilliant story about making of that song. Apparently they were all staying in this house during recording sessions and Guy threw a whiskey he hadn't finished in the fire where they were all staying and it nearly burned the entire house down with the rest of the band under the roof. Can you imagine that? That would have been Grounds for Divorce. I'll have another classic album chat next week. Send your suggestions in 83936 and at Radio X.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Noel Gallagher, Holy Mountain, metaphorically snipping the last ribbons of Liam Gallagher's sanity with a pair of scissors. Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds on Radio X, and remember, I've got some good Noel news to come on the show tonight. Don't go anywhere. This is The Evening Show with me, Gordon Smart, and I'm getting the momentum going for the festivals next summer already. As I said, never too early to get excited about the festivals next year. Earlier this week, I announced the Neighbourhood Weekender in Warrington, which is looking brilliant. But if you've got a taste for something with a bit more leather, listen up. Guns N' Roses have just been announced as the final headliners for Download Festival 2018. Axl Rose / bassist Duff McKagan, they're headlining the Saturday night at Donington Park Festival, which will take place next year on the weekend of June the 8th. They played two nights at the London Stadium back in June, and everyone I know who went said it was something very special. Ozzy Osbourne is also in the bill at Download this year, which should be pretty good. So make sure you pack a nice little travel rug, lovely hamper with some scones, and have a nice tranquil affair when you're down there. Right, let's have some Guns N' Roses now on The Evening Show. Welcome to the jungle.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
I've sung that a few times very, very badly. Cortina's on Radio X with me, Gordon Smart. Liam Frey. Liam, listen, we've got to mention the fact that you came here tonight and people think you just turn up and do interviews and all the rest of it, but you've been in a car crash on the way here tonight. You okay?
Yeah, I'm all
right. I don't feel like I've given you enough sympathy for the drama you've been involved in.
Yeah, it was pretty weird just coming out of the hotel then. But yeah. We're fine, don't worry. It wasn't super serious, but the front of his thing was off and the other car was knackered. But it's just mad because then you're on the way here and everything like that goes through your mind and you're on your phone and stuff and you're like, I'm just checking Twitter. I thought, I really should text my mum. It's just, I'm all right.
Yeah, Liam is fine. He's fine. There's not a single bit of whiplash of that. You're fine, aren't you?
Actually, this is a bit... No, I shouldn't be.
Yeah, where there's blame, there's a claim. Liam, last time I saw you and we had a night out was at the reopening of the Manchester Arena, which was a really emotional night.
Yeah.
It was a special gig. Tell us a little bit about it, what it was like for you.
It's really strange, to be honest with you. It didn't really kick in, I don't think, until I watched Noel after we'd finished and I saw everybody else there.
Yeah.
And that was when it was like the kind of, had a bit of a tear and it was like lump in your throat when you're seeing everybody. I know it's a cliche and everybody says it, but there isn't anything like music that brings everybody out of, I suppose, like the fear really, because it's all right to be scared about them kind of things, you know what I mean? Like it was so real and so literally close to home. But there's no rule book for any of that, is there?
No.
So watching everybody, in the room, and it's just difficult being back in the arena, I guess. But you know, you had to get it back open and get kids going to gigs again and whatever, because they can't stay at home, like, and be frightened. So, yeah, it was, I mean, it was just, it's great that Noel did it as well. And, yeah, I'll never forget it. I've got to say, it was pretty special night.
There was a good laugh afterwards as well. Yeah. I remember when you walked out wearing...
I don't remember that.
You walked out wearing exactly the same shirt as Noel. And it's the quickest U-turn I think I've ever seen.
Well, I was in the dressing room, and I'm not sure it was. I think it might have been Connie, and just went, you can't wear that shirt. I said, why? I went, Noel's got it on. I was like, and... He had to go to Noel's dressing room to check.
He was going
to
wear it.
He knocked on and went, oh, Frey's got that shirt on. I'll have to. And he said, he'll change it for you.
Yeah.
Better have to. I've only got one. So Noel didn't have any of a change. So, you know, I did the right thing. And, you know.
I thought you managed to keep it quite calm as well when Pep Guardiola was there giving you leanings towards the other side of Manchester.
Yeah, no,
what did you have to say to him? Because I saw you had a little chat as well.
I asked him if he could come to us.
Would you swap Jose Mourinho for Pep Guardiola?
At the minute, I would, yeah. I think everybody would.
Really?
I just want him to look like he's having a, you know, half-decent time.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Like, lighten up, man.
Yeah.
There are worse jobs in the world. I just want him to, like... You don't know how much about... It just always has to be about him.
Yeah.
And it's like... I don't know. I just wish he'd lighten up a bit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like he was 10 years ago and has a laugh on that.
I know, especially, he's not so special anymore, is he?
I mean, the jury's still out, you know, we've got a long way to go, so we'll see.
Liam, we've got to go back to the Neighbourhood Weekend next May. You've done massive gigs up north, right? 50,000, I think it was, at the Emirates Old Trafford. You've obviously played the MEN countless times, the Manchester Arena countless times. 25,000, though, there's something special about that size of venue, that size of gig as well, isn't there?
Yeah, it's just different things happen, don't they? Like different sizes of venues and whatever, and like even playing those acoustic things for you guys last year. You always take something out of whatever gig you do, I think. And I don't know. I think it'll just be special because it's like it's never been done before. And it's a one-off and stuff, and the lineup's good. But people know what they're getting with us as well. Like they make a day of it, and
a night,
and the next day. But it just feels like it's just a release for everybody. And I think it's really important that, because they go to jobs that they can't stand and they've got bosses that they hate. And it's like, well, come and have a day out then.
And I don't want to put you under too much pressure, but there will be new music, I'm sure, as well, won't there, at some point?
Yeah, I'll imagine we'll have at least one new song. I would hope we'll have 10 or 11 by that point, but I don't want to say anything that I'm going to regret.
And Liam, I've got to say congratulations as well. The acoustic tour went brilliantly, didn't it? Confidence must be, the tail is up after all of that as well.
It is, actually. I think... It was a bit. I was a bit apprehensive about how people were gonna listen to a lot of B-sides and stuff. And it was just incredible, like how loud they were every night, and it did give me a lot of confidence. It also, our fan base gets a lot of stick, I think, when I read certain reviews and stuff about being, you know, boisterous and whatnot.
Yeah.
But no, it was just great. Everybody got that it was like chilled out, you know, kind of vibe, and yeah, it was super cool. You know, singing about minibuses from Middleton and people singing along, so something's clicking.
And obviously Conan wasn't there either, which is always a benefit. If you want to have a good... Got to give him a mention.
I know you'll text him any minute to say sorry about that.
No,
he loved it. He came to the first and the last, actually, and he said something really nice. But he kind of bookended the tour, and he was like, yeah, you've definitely got better over them 3 weeks.
You could
just see how he'd grown and how we'd grown or whatever over the tour. But no, it's good that they gave me the blessing, actually, so shout out to them.
Great stuff. Well, Liam, listen, we're really looking forward to next May. Saturday night at Neighbourhood Weekend, you're playing with Cortina. It's going to be a special night. Great to see you as well. Just let your mum know you're okay as well.
All right, mum, don't worry, right.
Right, thanks very much, Liam Frey, real pleasure. Right, on the Sunday evening, Noel Gallagher and the High Flying Birds will be headlining as well. How about this? A bit of Noel Gallagher right now on Radio X.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart. Radio X.
I was teasing you with the promise of some good news on the Noel Gallagher front. Well, here's something for you to look forward to. Mr. Gallagher is back with Who Built the Moon, his third High Flying Birds album, which comes out next Thursday evening. And here at Radio X, we've got some very exciting stuff going on with Noel. Right, first up, tomorrow night, John Kennedy will have the first play on Radio X of the next single from Who Built the Moon. It's called Beautiful World, and this is the song I've been banging on about. It is a blinder of a track. You'll also hear it on Radio X all through the day on Friday, but John Kennedy's got it first on Radio X for its first play on this station tomorrow night. That's going to be very special on Exposure. Get involved in that. But that's not all. next Thursday on the eve of his album release. Noel will be live in this studio with me from 8 o'clock. He's already said I'm going to get a total pasting, so if you want to hear me being humiliated with embarrassing stories of terrible behaviour that will really upset my parents, then get involved in that next Thursday from 8 o'clock. And that's not all. At 9 o'clock, we've got the world-exclusive Exposure album playback where Noel is talking John Kennedy through every track on Who Built the Moon ahead of its release at midnight that night. It's going to be really special. So John Kennedy, world-exclusive Exposure album playback with Noel. And getting him warmed up, getting him loosened up with a bit of abuse from me for a whole hour, Noel will be co-hosting the show. I think he might even choose some songs. And the last time we let him do that, he played Gangnam Style. Oh, dear.
Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Thank you very much for your time listening to the Evening Show podcast with me, Gordon Smart. I'll be back with another edition next week. Please leave a review, tell all your friends. And in the meantime, I'll see you later on.
Radio X.